Another common question that is asked at seminars by individuals and also readily discussed in various textbooks is, can you explain karma to me? Karma is an easy, simple energy expression, but has unfortunately been made very complicated in Western people's minds because the conscious mind, through the ego, always looks for opposites, such as right or wrong, or black or white, in creating our view of the world and the life we lead. To help you create a clearer picture, to which you can return in your mind's eye about the expression of karma in your life, let's create a far simpler, realistic picture. Take a few seconds and either draw a bicycle wheel in your mind's eye, or, if you prefer, take a pencil and paper and draw a circle to represent the wheel, and in the centre, hub, with many equally distant thin metal spokes radiating out from this hub to equal points around the wheel. Now you have this picture clearly in front of you, let's understand all about what karma really is. Karma is a flow of energy, in this case, your energy, flowing in a bigger sea of energy. You can attract and absorb this energy around you, which, as you progress through the wheel of energy, helps you to grow and expand. I would like to ask you to draw a horizontal line through the hub of your imaginary wheel. Now half of the wheel lies above the hub, in the centre, with spokes equally in place, and the other half of the wheel, with equally spaced spokes, lies below this line. The half of the wheel beneath this line is life as we know it now. This houses our subtle energy for most of our daily life in our body, where we use our senses of touch, smell, taste, and hearing to receive and express, where we use our conscious mind to make decisions and then use our physical body to take action in our physical world. To talk and communicate or take physical action and show others and ourselves what we can achieve. At death, we are no longer connected to this physical body, which makes speaking as communication, and without a body, taking action in this world impossible. At death, we simply shift our real self, the soul or subtle energy, to another position on this wheel, a position which is above the line we drew earlier. We are still energetically in flow and moving to each position on the wheel. It is just that we have two forms of both expressing and experiencing this flow of energy. Below the line, in a dense energy, and above the line, in a pure, free form of energy experience. Elsewhere on this CD, I answer the question of what happens to us after death in more detail. But discussion of karma as a wheel with many positions helps us to understand the whole picture of the flow and expression of the subtle energy, which is the essential us. But for the moment, as you focus on this picture of a wheel, you can begin to answer your own questions about life and death. You are eternal, in a positive sense, in that the essential you, that part of you that feels love, that can feel passion, that can be a part of what is real, that part of you which is real, far more real than just your body, is immortal and all-knowing, flowing around the wheel we term karma. Each spoke is an experience within the continuing circle of energy shown by the circle of the wheel. After death, you continue to exist in another way, in another form, with the same subtle energy or soul that knew and experienced that part of the wheel which we now call life. Within that period called life, each spoke is a phase of life, containing many experiences which enrich your soul. Likewise, after death, you continue on around the wheel, with each spoke again providing experiences of a different kind, but of equal importance, to enable you to grow and expand energetically. You are really like a bright star moving slowly across a midnight blue sky, and your brilliance is quite unique. In other CDs in the series, I go into the subject in considerably more detail, telling you about your guides, who are those above the line on the wheel, who by working with you whilst you are in the physical plane below the line, are themselves moving and growing energetically.